Greetings and good day to you on this Thirsty Thursday in time. Today's theme is growing deeper. We're going to look at John 16, verses 12 through 15, and Romans 5, 1 to 5. Beautiful text in which to consider, a scriptural witness that certainly can inspire us. But as we are here for Thirsty Thursday, we connect with that source of our hunger and thirst to know God fully, and to embrace God's vision for the world. So today I'll start out with that John 16. Here are the words. And this section is entitled The Work of the Spirit. It says this, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For the Spirit will not speak on its own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The word of the Lord. That's John 16, 12 to 15. Sounds like gobbledygook there, I know. Not totally clear. But to unpack that just a little bit, I'd say here that these verses are saying more about the Holy Spirit that we talked about last week and the week before. Where Jesus is going to send the Spirit after his resurrection and before he returns to God. because we're going to need the Holy Spirit of life and love to move and to carry us throughout life. But what I also see in this section here is that there's this gift of what we would call is discernment. This Spirit of truth will guide you in the truth. Well, what is the Spirit of truth? We struggle with truth. What is truth? Who's telling the truth? What truth do I seize upon? Your truth and my truth might be totally opposite things for different reasons. But I think here with the gift of the Spirit, there's freedom to experience the gift of discernment. Discernment. And discernment is often done best in community. Not necessarily just by individual, but by community. And I'm not talking about opinion. I'm not talking about, tell me what you think. I'm talking about deepening, growing deeper in conversation with the other. So that there is a full understanding, a full wrestling with, appropriate questions being asked, so that it can move somebody in that way of truth, into their way of life that they're leaning into. I think that's really important. How do you understand both individual and communal discernment? Okay, how do you individually and communally understand that gift of discernment? And so if I flip over to Romans now 5, 1 to 5, this is a perfect text for this weekend that's matched up one with the next. Because when you talk about a discernment or truth, the Spirit being within to lead and guide, doing that in community, you now get the Apostle Paul writing about, since we've been justified, since we've been saved by grace through faith by Jesus, already, there is this living faith that we walk with throughout space and time. And here are these, I'm going to read six verses. And again, they're powerful verses. Could be memory verses for you for the week, journaling verses, because they're so good. It says here, therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Wow, is what I need to say to you today. These are powerful words. Words of inspiration, words of truth. And it's up to us here in community to discern these words and how we can live out of these words. You see, this formula that Paul's working out of about suffering, then endurance, and endurance into character, and character into hope, and hope not disappointing us. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's been given. You didn't have to work for the Holy Spirit. You didn't have to earn the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of life and love was poured into you. That gift was already given. Just as it said in verse 6, Christ died for who? The ungodly. Where all people are ungodly, but then it's the gift of grace poured into us that makes us into the people of God, that forms us into the people of God, that makes us Christ-like in our actions and how we live. Now, when you look at the beginning of chapter 5 here, sufferings refers especially to the suffering that occurs before the end of time. So the suffering in life, the workaday suffering, the real life suffering, the situations and scenarios that we face. It might be the kid in the school eating by themselves at a lunch table, and nobody ever pays attention to that kid. I saw a powerful kindness 101 thing on CBS News the other day. And this young man out of Haiti, when he first started attending school in the States, nobody'd spend time with him. And as he grew up, he had this passion to sit with kids who were lonely in that kind of setting. And the nonprofit that he created is We Dine Together. That's their motto. We dine together. Nobody dines alone. Nobody dines alone. Yes, we are called to be in that way. So suffering in this life could be loneliness. Suffering could be the diagnosis that we face. Suffering could be the relational challenge that we have, the societal challenges that we have, the acts of violence and hate and all of those things. Anywhere that suffering is happening, God is there and we're called to be there too. But that's the suffering that it's pointing to. Now, character, as it references here, character results from the experiences and attitudes, not unlike the process of refining metals in fire to burn off impurities. So there's this process, right? A flame holding you to the tension. And the words of James, iron sharpening iron. Being held together, and that stuff being burnt off, that stuff changing us, making us new. And then we endure this suffering because as we endure it, it's refining people. It's refining our character. It's refining our life. People who've been refined by hardship have hope. And why do they have so much hope? It's because they place their future into God's hands, not their own. Their future is in God's hands, not their own. I'm going to say that one more time for you. Their future is in God's hands, not their own. And so with God holding the future, with God holding the present, with God holding you in the now, we have hope. Because this life that we're living, even with all of its challenges, is such a gift. And so God is here in that place. The Spirit is in that place, helping us to endure the suffering that we face. We know there's a lot of suffering. And if it's not you, then it's somebody close to you. But Paul wants this gathered community to know that God is in the midst of that, working and willing for good, not causing it, as so many will say. God causes the injury. God causes the challenge. No, we're human. We're challenged. We fall short. We break. And God is there to redeem, to restore, to revitalize, to reconnect. And that is what sets us free. That's why we have a hope that does not disappoint. Now remember, going back to the John text too, that this Holy Trinity, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, has everything to do with relationship. And those relationships are so unified, they're equal in regards to one another. And because of that, there's authenticity and there's freedom and there's interdependency. And I love that word, interdependency. I think a lot of pieces and parts of our life are so interdependent. We like to kind of separate them out and engineer them to being separate pieces and parts, but they don't function well by themselves, do they? They all got to be brought together. And as followers of Jesus, as living in relationship, that's what makes us more whole. It's not stepping out of the relationship that makes us whole. It's stepping into the relationship with God and Jesus and the Spirit that makes us whole. And so the gift of the Spirit, the gift of life, again, is given no matter the human circumstance or what's going on in the world. And we live in a world that works often in pairs, good versus bad, for example, or yes versus no. But because God has called us into relationship, we are set free and challenged to live outside of a pair or of a binary mentality and live into Trinitarian relationships, Trinitarian language or understanding that encourages authenticity, freedom, and interdependence. Instead of it being either or, there's more both and that's flowing in and through. And so how is Jesus calling us to change the way that we view and live into relationship? To step more into the complexity, to enjoy the complexity, and to participate in that complexity. You know, oftentimes life is either good or bad. When life is bad, we seem to hide from community and we go off into our own little world. But what if we were to be authentic about that? We were to share times that we hid from community, and then we were able to articulate, how did the Spirit lead you back to community? I mean, I want to get a megaphone out and say, get into community. Stop being isolated and alone and disconnected. Get back into community. But that's hard to just take a megaphone to do that. It has to be relational. The Spirit of God, you willing and working, that has to be work back into that. And that takes some time. You know, we want to hide a lot of stuff that's going on within our own lives rather than authentically sharing it with one another. When it's hidden, our relationships seem that, again, I'm a good person, people like me, or I'm a bad person, people don't like me. But then when we start sharing what's really going on in our life, we understand there's a deeper complexity. There's a deeper understanding of what makes us who we are. And Jesus says there in the gospel, I still have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. Well, share a time in your life this week when things were unclear and then finally made clear. A time that you were confused and you came through that confusion. And how was the Spirit moving in you and amongst you in that time of your life when you didn't know everything that you needed to know, but God still was leading and nurturing you forward? So a lot from just a few verses today. But again, if you can, if you take nothing else out of this podcast, be sure to turn to Romans 5. Verses 1 through 6, and reread those over and over again. And know that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through what? The Holy Spirit that has been given to us. All thanks and praise be to God for that precious, tremendous, and wonderful gift. All right, stay thirsty, my friends.